I was walking, I saw this wonderful, I was going for a walk in near Los Angeles, but outside in a park, a wild nature reserve. And there was a collapsed building that had burned down 40 years ago, and the roof was gone, and trees were growing in the inside the building, and beautiful, wonderful to see how form is returning to the formless. They left it there, just, and there was a waterfall nearby. But as you entered that space, the city council had put up a sign, which to me was a sacred sutra, but they probably didn't regard it as a sacred sutra. The sign said, danger, all structures are unstable. So that was a holy sign, and I thank you. So sooner or later that comes, and so the instability of that comes into your life as an involuntary opening of a thought form that was invested with self dissolving. And sometimes it happens if you don't run away from it, you're so stunned that you can't even run away from it. That may happen if several things are lost at once. And now a strange thing happens. There was a thought form and the form dissolved. And when a form dissolves, something that is formless shines through the opening. I call that, although we must be careful not to mistake the labels for it, the label is only a little pointer, the unconditioned, pure consciousness, the light, metaphorically speaking, pure, unconditioned consciousness shines through whenever there is an opening left by great loss or death. Form has dissolved in your life. And it's not resisted or denied or run away from. At first you shake, and then suddenly, as you're not running away from it, you face what is. And people have reported that in the face of great disaster and tragedy, which they didn't run away from, suddenly an enormous influx of deep peace, aliveness, and joy. And they couldn't understand it. And it changed them forever. And some people have glimpses of it, even through minor loss, it can happen that you get a glimpse of that when it's not resisted. So this is important to know, although we cannot bring that about here, nor do we need to. Life, it's life's job to do that to you. And by the grace of the One, God, life, the One Intelligence, it'll happen. And in many of you, it's already happened. And perhaps for quite a few of you, that was how the inner transformation began, through that opening of great loss. And that is the only reason why you're here now. If that had not happened, you would be watching TV now, being happy in the ordinary state of unhappiness, asleep.